Hi, I'm George Hager, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, the real madness behind March Madness. Vasectomies suddenly rise at the beginning of the college basketball playoffs known as March Madness. Who knew? James Corden explains why. Jimmy Kimmel tells us what Mitt Romney's political picks and his basketball picks have in common. And Jimmy Fallon discloses what Yale's first appearance in the tournament since 1962 means to the parents of Yale students. All that and more in today's Punchlines.
The NCAA College Basketball Championship bracket is set. Yes, it's time for March Madness, or as Kanye West calls it, March. But it's that special time of the year when Sandy in HR wins the entire office pool because she thinks that Chattanooga has a cute name. Do you know what I mean? It sounds like a talkative train. I don't know.
In Ohio today, Mitt Romney hit the campaign trail with Governor John Kasich, who's hoping to beat Donald Trump in his home state, Ohio. Romney's stumping for Kasich in Ohio and Rubio in Florida with the idea that he will stop Donald Trump. He's also got Holy Cross and Iona going to the finals in his NCAA bracket. So.
But this is how popular March Madness is. Doctors have found a sudden rise in vasectomies coincides with the start of the NCAA tournament, right? This is real. Apparently, guys are scheduling their vasectomies for the beginning of the tournament so that they can have 4 days of rest and not miss any of the games. I want to say, you know, there's easier ways to get 4 days off work to watch basketball. You can just say you got a vasectomy. You don't actually have to do it. Like, your boss isn't going to say to you, okay, Larry, drop your pants.
Yale will actually be making its first appearance in the tournament since 1962.
Ooh, yeah.
Parents of those Yale students say the only thing that could make them prouder is if their kids have gotten into Harvard.
It's really that popular. Are you sure you want to get it on that trend? Do you know what I mean? Like, a vasectomy is not something you want to get at the busiest time of the year. It's not an iPhone. It's an unnecessary surgery on the most delicate part of your body. You know if they screw it up, there's no amount of basketball games is going to make it okay.
To watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.